The UN Secretary General appeals for calm in Libya, where fighting has been ongoing between rival groups for a week now. Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the military escalation in and around the Libyan capital, Tripoli. He condemned a Monday airstrike on the city's only functioning airport. The UN chief urged an immediate halt of all military operations to de-escalate the situation and prevent an all-out conflict. The fighting began after Libyan National Army forces, led by General Khalifa Haftar, launched an assault on Tripoli. More than 30 people have been killed so far. Haftar is based in eastern Libya and has refused to recognize the UN-backed government of National Accord in the capital. Well, I'm going to be discussing this with Mr. Abayomi Asakiwe. He is editor with the Pan-African Newswire, who is joining us via Skype out of Detroit. Mr. Asakiwe, it's good to see you and talk to you. If I'm not mistaken, I talked to you about this in the onset of the war that led to the toppling of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. I don't know why, but it just seems increasingly like the scenario where Abdel Hakim Belhaj was in Benghazi and was trying to topple the government led by Muammar Gaddafi. Do you have the same feeling, or I'd like to hear your take on this whole issue.
Yes, during that particular time period, many of the militias that were against the Jamahiriya government had that in common. Since the fall of Gaddafi, they have, of course, splintered. And Haftar has sought to gain political and military hegemony, particularly right now in the capital of Tripoli. And despite the many pleas from the United Nations and various Western countries which have supported him in the past, he seems to be determined to win an outright victory in this conflict.
But, well, we have to see who's going to benefit from this. I mean, later on, if you look at the Libyan politics, this has not finished in favor of people. The way things went for Libya, I mean, I'm thinking that this is the repeat of the same scenario.
Yes, it's not going to benefit the Libyan people at all due to the fragmentation that exists inside the country. You have militias, largely from Misrata, which are battling the so-called Libyan National Army. The government of National Accord has very limited resources from a military standpoint to repel such an intervention. So it remains to be seen if these militias, which have gathered together to support the Faiz government, whether or not they'll be able to repel this intervention, or if the Libyan National Army is willing to bring about some type of negotiated ceasefire. It doesn't appear to be the case right now, but it probably will take a few more days of fighting before some definitive outcome takes place.
And of course, one last question. You know, we have the UN-backed government somewhere, and then you have General Haftar. But one who is not very familiar with the situation on the ground in Libya may ask that why is it that these two forces must fight? Why is it that after, say, 9 years after the downfall of Muammar Gaddafi, still we don't have a countable, sound government in place in Libya?
Well, there was no real definitive political outlook or ideology or strategy for a post-Gaddafi Libya. A lot of the opposition during 2011 was based on regional and ethnic interests inside the country. The United States itself is notorious for these type of disruptive policies. We've seen it in Iraq. We see a similar situation in Syria, which fortunately, due to the efforts of Iran and Russia, and other progressive forces in the region, the government there was stabilized. In Yemen, they're carrying out the same destabilization and genocidal program. So this is largely the result of failed United States and NATO policy in North Africa.
Thank you very much. That's Mr. Abayomi Azakiba, editor with Pan-African Newswire, who joined us via Skype out of Detroit. Thank you very much for your time, sir.